As Wimbledon goes into its second week with Ash Barty now carrying the hopes of the nation alone, let's turn the focus for a moment back at those sitting in the stands. Tens of thousands of tennis fans come from all over the world for the chance to witness the sport's most exalted event. This week, European correspondent Bridget Brennan met the All England Club diehards, some of whom have watched Wimbledon evolve over decades.
The queues stretch for hundreds of metres at the gates, and you can be in for several hours wait to get a ticket to the big matches. But as I sit on the hill at Wimbledon, there's no better place to be in the English summer, it seems. This week I met Sue and Chris Johnson. They've been coming to Wimbledon since the 60s.
There's nothing like it in the world. I mean, it is called the Championships. It's on grass. It's special. We're just a bit sorry we haven't got sort of a Murray or a Henman to sort of do us proud again. But so that makes a difference. But it's getting very crowded now. That's one of the big problems. And it's getting very corporate. Lots of restaurants and it's not the same as it was 30, 40 years ago.
So it felt like it had a bit more of a country feel, did it, back then?
Yeah. I mean, life has changed. So and this has changed with it. So you have to change with the times. I mean, just to give you an example, we've got friends here who queued.
7 o'clock this morning and got in at 1 o'clock.
Oh my gosh.
So in this heat. I mean, they've got on a court 12, but you know, it's used to be like that.
I mean, just walking around without the matches really is unique.
It's the ability to get close to the players and it's, well, I keep saying special, and that's what it is.
Who were you watching back in the 60s?
Well, probably people like Laver and Rosewell and your people.
He's here this year as well.
And then Emerson. I mean, it was all Australians in those days. Yeah. And Margaret Court and Goolagong.
Has the game itself changed that you've seen? I mean, they're big hitters now, big servers. That's changed?
Yeah, I mean, that's important to some extent. I mean, it was all serve volley, but, you know, they now you get baseline, as we've just watched, sort of Nishikori and Norrie hitting it from the baseline, bang, bang, bang. You know, when you had your artists like the Stasi and people like that, and, it was a different game.
What do you love about tennis?
I play every day, so I understand, and I enjoy playing it because I can play up until I'm 200, and you meet lots of interesting people.
Tennis tragics, Edna and Cliff Burhams came to Wimbledon from Los Angeles this year to celebrate their 25th wedding anniversary.
So he said, let's go to Wimbledon. I said, okay, because I haven't been. So we're celebrating 25 years, and we're celebrating at Wimbledon.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. So has tennis been a big part of your relationship over the years?
Yes, we met on the tennis court. 25 years ago.
Whereabouts?
In Los Angeles. Okay. Yeah, at one of the local parks. And okay. He coaches tennis and he strings rackets. So I kind of got morphed into liking tennis because of this guy.
And so you spotted Edna on the tennis court, did you?
Oh, yes, I did. But she doesn't play now because she messed up her hair and her nails. So.
Now, over the last decade, I mean, some of the absolute champions of the game. We've been so lucky in tennis to be able to see these players over the last decade. And now some of their reigns are coming to the end. Do you think this is an exciting time for tennis?
Yes. I'd love to see Serena win another major. I don't think she'll do it here, but I'd love to see that happen. I follow Federer. I'm a Federer fan. Love to see Federer do good and cross my fingers and pulling for him. And I like Nadal and I like Djokovic. So, yes, I'm enjoying all the good players.
It's Nadal. And it's Centre Court Theatre.
In a year where huge crowds have come to Wimbledon to see some of the all-time greats in the final years of their careers, fans have been delighted by the newcomers like Ash Barty and the 15-year-old Coco Gauff.
I hope that she can keep up the momentum, and she seems focused, and at that age, anything is possible.
Seems like tennis is finally becoming a bit more diverse, and there are plenty of young women of colour on the tour rising up the ranks. And I meet Lakita Mitchell and Julius P. Williams III, big Serena Williams fans, who believe her impact on the game has been enormous in this regard.
There's more diversity in tennis now in the previous
God
years.
Yeah.
I have to say that since Serena and Venus Williams came out, I was staying with my family in Queens, and now in their neighborhood in Queens, there are tennis courts everywhere. You see fathers with their daughters out there with the rackets. Yeah, so it's a big deal.
So what they've paved the way for is incredible, really.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It is a great event. Our Europe correspondent Bridget Brennan there and among the strawberries and the fans.